Encouraging every step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Becky Bowling. She organizes the Jeremiah 38 Drive-Through Christmas in South Point, Ohio. And Becky, I want to say thank you for joining us today. Can you tell me a little bit about the Drive-Through Christmas and kind of how it came about, how this started?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much for having me. The Drive-Through Christmas is sponsored by Jeremiah 38 Ministries. Jeremiah 38 is a ministry that does medical mission trips all over the world. We take medicine and the gospel to places like Peru, Honduras, Ecuador, Africa, to China. We've been to China. And this is our main fundraiser to get medicine and support the trip for the groups of us who go on those every year.
Okay, and how many years have you guys been doing this particular fundraiser?
Well, the life of Christ has put on dramas now for about 8 years. We did 5 years inside, but we have decided then, it's called the life of Christ, and we decided it was time to move outside 4 years ago. We didn't get to do it recently because of COVID, so we're starting it back up. So we have been working on the outside ministry, the drive-through, for about 4 years now at South Point.
Okay, and if people want to come and see this drive-through Christmas experience, the life of Christ, where do they come to?
Okay, the drive-through Christmas, life of Christ, is going to be at the South Point Industrial Park in South Point. You enter the drive-through from County Road 1, which is the old 52, next to the industrial park. So you go in the Grand View exit and come around County Road 1, and you enter there. Then there are signs that guide you. You'll be given a narration. You can get narration by way of USB, CD, or downloading it on our website. And you listen to narration and song as you drive slowly through the industrial park to hear the entire life of Christ. We start at the birth in Bethlehem, and there are 10 scenes. There are 15 churches, 150 actors and actresses, 30 animals, and you drive through 10 scenes, and the entire event lasts about 25 to 28 minutes after you get started. So you come in Valley Drive, and then there'll be people right there guiding you right where to go.
Cool. So because you said this is a fundraiser, is there a charge to do this? How do you do that?
There is no charge to do it. We give donation envelopes at the beginning, and if anybody would like to give a donation, there are people at the end. We have a hospitality tent at the end, and there are people there who would be glad to take a donation for our ministry. We also have what's called a hospitality tent at the end. We give cocoa and some popcorn, and there are pastors there to speak with anybody who would like to talk about what they saw in the event, and we have singing going on in the hospitality tent around at the end of the drive. It's a very nice ending. There is no fee to get in. We never charge to get in. Only by donation is all that we ask. If anybody would like to donate to our ministry.
Okay, great. Now, you mentioned you have several churches that are involved and, 150 actors and 30 animals and all that. It sounds like it's a lot to organize. How long did you guys work on getting this ready?
It takes us a long time. We work on it months and months, getting the narrations right, all the recordings, the songs that tell the story of Christ just right. From the manger, we have manger, and we go to the healing scene. We even have a boat and a walk-on-water scene, the Last Supper, the crosses, the tomb, and finally the Great Ascension at the end before. And it takes us months to prepare we have to get light plants to light up the whole place. We have to get generators because there's no electric there. We have to gather. The churches have meetings organized. And getting just the outfits for everybody to wear is a challenging event for us to do. But it's all worth it. And we prepare, like I said, for months. There are three other ladies who help me. Kelly Brock from Big Branch, Connie Fox Lynn from Solid the Baptist, and Shelly Pinkerman from Sims Creek Baptist. They all help me, and we all do it together, and we begin months ago to prepare.
Cool. Now, I know I heard a couple of those are Baptist churches you mentioned the ladies belong to. Is it basically put on by the group of Baptist churches, or is it interdenominational?
It's very, very interdenominational. We have South Point Church of the Nazarene. We have Tri-State Worship Center. We don't care. We just want to tell. The whole idea is to get people started off the Christmas season, because it's always the weekend before Thanksgiving. So we figure this is the best way to kick off the Christmas season, is to tell the real Christmas story. And from the warmth of their car, they can see, hear, and feel the entire gospel of Christ, from the manger all the way to his ascension. And we are very accepting to all kinds of churches and all kinds of volunteers who want to help us.
Cool. So you have a lot of people who are the actors. You have pastors who are there. It's a lot of volunteers. Is it basically recruited by the church, or do they come through you, or how does that happen?
It is recruited by Jeremiah 38 Ministries, by our church. A lot of the families of people who go on our mission trips, they are very involved and like to do that. Jeremiah 38 Ministries started out of Oakland Chapel Church, actually, in Kids Hill, and it has grown. I mean, when we did it indoors, we sold out every night, and we have had 6,000-plus people at this event the last two times we've done it. So it's a very huge crowd and takes a lot of organization, but we are very welcoming to anyone who would like to get a hold of me. I would be glad to put you in Bethlehem, or help with traffic, or serve some cocoa at the end, or sing. We're very accepting to anybody who would like to be involved in telling the greatest story.
That's great. Becky, you said this is a fundraiser for Jeremiah 38 Ministries. So a lot of people may be wondering a little bit more about what Jeremiah 38 is. You mentioned that you do mission trips overseas. Can you tell me a little bit more about the ministry?
Well, Jeremiah 38 Ministries is a ministry that just wants to spread the gospel around the world. And we do that by taking medicine, and we help people physically, and then we help them spiritually. We tell them about the gospel, and we have started churches. Actually, there has been churches planted in several countries that we have visited, and we're very, very proud of that. And we want to continue the tradition of spreading, spreading Christ around, and making people just know and feel and enjoy the gospel, and also be helped physically as well.
Excellent. If people want to find out more about Jeremiah 38, or they want to find out more about the Christmas program that you're doing, how do they get in touch with you, or where should they go?
Okay. We have Facebook pages and websites. They could probably just do a search. DriveThroughChristmas.com is a website that we have. And Jeremiah 38 Ministries has a Facebook page. They can go to Facebook and look that up, and should be able to come up that. And anybody is welcome to call my cell and ask me questions. My cell number, I'm Becky Balding. I'm one of those organizers. It's 740-646-9861. And I'd be glad to answer any questions. If anybody has a tame donkey out there, we're looking for a couple of tame donkeys. And we'd be glad to have a few animals from anybody out there. I'd like to walk them around Bethlehem. It'd be just fine.
All right. So your event is going to be happening on November 18th and 19th. Where do people need to come to exactly if they want to be a part of it, and what time should they come?
Okay. The event is at, like I said, South Point Industrial Park. You have to enter on County Road 1, which is, you have to turn in where the Grand View is, the Grand View exit, and come down County Road 1 about a half mile, and you'll run right into the South Point Industrial Park. Our hours are Friday, November 18th from 6 to 9 in the evening, and then on Saturday, November 19th from 6 to 9. So it's 6 to 9 both of those nights. There's one thing I'd like you to add in, if I could say it.
Yeah.
We do this event in conjunction with the Festival of the Trees, which is at the Chamber of Commerce. So when you exit the drive-through, you actually land at the big, beautiful Festival of the Trees at the Chamber of Commerce there, too. So people can really come to two events for that evening.
Oh, that's really cool. We've been talking about the drive-through Christmas in South Point, Ohio, coming up on November 18th and 19th. This is a program being put on by Jeremiah 38 Ministries in conjunction with 15 local churches. I know they're also sponsored by Quality Nursing Services. like to say thanks again to Becky Bowling from Jeremiah 38 Ministries for being our special guest for Community Matters today. If you missed any portion of this interview or you'd like to hear the whole thing again, you can find it online at walkfm.org. You can also find it in podcast format. We post those in podcast formats wherever you find podcasts. On Mondays, just search for Walk FM Community Matters and you'll find us there. If you are part of a church or an organization that's doing something to bless our community, I'd love to talk to you as well. You can send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on a Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM. Hope you have a wonderful day.